Can senior federal officials simply disappear? Judging from some recent departures of high-profile executives, you'd think so. Former Interior Business Center Director Joe Ward joins the ever-growing list of senior executives who have moved or changed jobs or have even been put on leave with little transparency from their agencies. In his biweekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about why the uncertainty of the whereabouts of Ward and others like him are part of a growing problem in government. He joins me now with more. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so let's focus in on Joe Ward specifically right now. What did you find out about what did happen to him? How long has this been going on?
About a month and a half, 2 months ago, I started getting some calls from sources saying, hey, you should check into the current status of Joe Ward at the Interior Business Center. Now, Joe has been a really member of the federal community for many, many years. He's somebody who has gone out on the speaking circuit, talked about shared services, was a huge proponent of shared services, which, again, is a major priority for this administration. And the sources are telling me you should check into him. He's no longer the director of the Interior Business Center. So, of course, you know, you do whatever a good journalist does. You make your calls. You try to get multiple sources. And while Interior continues to say, nope, nothing's changed for Joe Ward, he's still the Interior Business Center director, multiple people have told me, and they've spoken to him or people he's worked with, that he is indeed no longer with the Interior Business Center in reality. He may be there by title, but he's actually been reassigned or put on detail to be the deputy to the Interior University Chancellor, which sounds like, well, maybe a real job, not the job that he's obviously qualified for. And when this kind of came to life, Tom, this was right about the time that the OPM cyber breach happened, and we know that Interior Department servers were part of that first breach. They were the ones where the data was stored on and the data got hacked. So the question then leads to, well, did Joe somehow get involved with the OPM data breach? And my sources tell me that while the OPM data breach may have had a role in the decision by somebody within Interior to detail or assign him, it was not the only reason. There was maybe a longer list of reasons why maybe people are unhappy. And while agencies, I think, have the right to move people around, it just seems weird the way this came out, that you have multiple people telling me who know Joe, who have worked in Interior, who are familiar with the Interior Business Center's options, that he's gone. Yet Interior says, nope, all is well, you know, don't nothing to look at here.
Well, it could be maybe there's other data problems at the business center we don't even know about, or somebody knows about, but they're not publicly known.
And you know, I've reached out to Joe Ward several times by email saying, hey, just checking in. Is this wrong? Is there something more I should know? Because, you know, the one thing that we try to take very seriously is we don't want to report something, Tom, that is inaccurate or put someone in a bad light. You know, maybe Joe said, I'm done with Interior Business Center. I want to move on. But you'd think that if somebody did that, they'd be willing to talk about it. Or that the agency would admit, yeah, he decided to take on a new role. It's great for him. And that's not the case at all. And I think it's a little disappointing that this continues to happen time and again.
Interior University Chancellor, and he's deputy to that. Well, it sounds like a training job. I have never heard of Interior University, or let alone its chancellor. Have you?
I hadn't. No, obviously, I imagine it goes back to an acquisition piece or some kind of internal piece. But that's the other thing. It sounds like a job that they just had to put him in. I mean, you know, I'm not sure it's the old term. If you remember Tom, turkey farm per se. I'm not sure it's that, but it doesn't sound like the type of job where you go from director of a major shared services center to the deputy to the chancellor.
Yeah, turkey farm doesn't sound like a great place to go if you know what happens to the turkeys eventually. And so Angie Graziano, you have sources saying, has been actually leading the Interior Business Center.
Right, at least in person, maybe not in title. She is the deputy director. And while, you know, no one would doubt that Angie is doing and has been doing and will do a good job, I think it's just this whole situation, Tom, goes back to a lack of inability of agencies to talk about what's happening. And it's not just, I think, happening at Interior. If you remember, we talked about Barry West back in early June. He is the CIO at the Federal Depository Insurance Corporation, FDIC, and he was all of a sudden put on leave or went away for personal matters. And there's been a whole kind of, well, what's going on? And nobody will talk about anything. And I think that's, again, goes back to the same thing, is some transparency to understand what's happening to these people. Now, I understand there's some sensitivities, and I'm not saying, you know, put their entire life out there, because they are, even the public servants, they are personal, you know, they have personal lives as well. But I just think that the agencies play this game of not being able to talk about anything because of they hide behind this sensitivity of personnel matters. But we know how much they make. We know how much grade, you know, money they make. We know what grade level they're at. We know how much they pay for health insurance. Is anything really that, you know, private when it comes to public servants? And I think the question is, yes, there are things that are, absolutely. And if, you know, if somebody's having an emergency personally, we don't need to know about it in the media. But if someone's under investigation or someone is facing charges, I think the public, you know, one could argue the public has the right to know.
Well, when it's good, I mean, the people tend to reach out and say what's going on. How many emails do we get? You know, there's probably once a month from somebody saying, guess what, I've left XYZ, I'm going to start up a new job at either another agency or I've been accepted with this company. And it's all moonlight and roses. Everybody's happy. When they go and the agency won't confirm or deny and the person doesn't answer emails anymore, then it just does raise suspicion. And you've got to figure that it's not good, the circumstances of that departure.
Right, and I think that the court of public opinion, whether you agree with that, the fact that we have this court of public opinion or not, I think it does a disservice to the person. I think it does a disservice to the agency. I mean, take Barry West, for instance. You know, I think we wrote about it, other publications wrote about it, and then all of a sudden the Washington Post picks it up, and now it's a much different type of discussion on what's happening to Barry West because it's in a national newspaper. And not that, you know, we don't believe we're read nationally and listened to nationally, but, you know, what's the example every federal official uses? Any day I don't wake up on the front page of the Washington Post is a good day. Well, I think this plays into that. You get speculation, you get rumors, and it becomes, a big disservice to both the employee, the federal community at large, and the agency.
All right, so that's a part of your reporter's notebook, which was just posted less than an hour ago at federalnewsradio.com. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And in the positive column, or something that are widely known and announced and acknowledged, there's some changes at NASA, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and Justice, people moving around.
Right. I think the big news there, Tom, is NASA's Chief Human Capital Officer, Jerry Buchholz, is retiring on Friday, July 31st. And she has been a huge proponent of obviously the talent management, the employee morale pieces. She's really helped keep NASA as one of the best places to work across government. And Buchholz tells me that she's going to move to become a strategic business partner at the Federal Management Partners, which is a kind of an HR strategy group. If you remember John Solomone, who's a former executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, is over there as well. And I think this is actually a great move for her. And you know, it's a shame that she's retiring. She's been 34 years in government, including the last four as the NASA, you know, Assistant Administrator for Human Capital Management, as well as CHECO. But, that's a really good move for her, and it's good to see that she'll stay within the federal community. Over at the Office of Director for National Intelligence, Ray Cook has been appointed or will be appointed as the new CIO of the intelligence community. That was just announced last week as well. Cook comes to ODNI, or the intelligence community CIO role, after spending years in the Office of Space Reconnaissance within the CIA, as well as the National Reconnaissance Office. And he replaces Al Trasik, who retired in April and actually is now the director of IT security at Deutsche Bank.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's a good credential because you have an interview that's archived at federalnewsradio.com with Al Trasik when he was still CIO, correct?
Correct. Now, and this talks a lot about the EyeSight initiative that the ODNI has been working on, you know, throughout the entire intelligence community. So Ray will pick that up and run with it. That's something that Director of National Intelligence James Clapper has said many times. That's a major priority of his. And so Ray's got his work cut out for him, but he seems to be coming from a good place. The last one I'll mention, and this is something that something that we've talked about maybe earlier in the show, but I think it's still worth a mention. Census is losing its CIO actually today. today, starting today, Brian McGrath is moving over to become the Justice Department's Office of Justice Programs Chief Information Officer. And he, you know, he's been over at Census since May 2009. And what's interesting here, and I think that maybe it's a connection, maybe it's not, but it's still of interest, this is the second bureau-level CIO at Commerce to move to the Justice Department. Now, maybe it's just a coincidence, maybe there's something more to read into, but you know, one's interesting, two's the beginning of a trend. Let's see if there's three, four, or five that continue.
All right, that's right, and you were referring to Joe Klimovich, who was the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, CIO, also prominent in speaking at all the conferences and so forth. He's now at the Justice Department as departmental CIO there.
Correct. And he went over there probably about a year ago now, maybe a little bit, maybe 9 or 10 months ago.
And Jason, we should also mention why you are using the telephone from Dallas today, because you're at a major conference.
I am. I'm at the National Contract Management Association's World Congress here in Dallas. And yesterday, Katrina McFarland from the Defense Department spoke, and I'll have an interview for your show later this week from her. And today, there's a whole set of speakers, both government and industry. And I'm actually speaking on a panel tomorrow that's a media perspectives and government contracting panel tomorrow. I'm being joined by David Ray, who's the public affairs officer for the National Contract Management Agency. I'm sorry, for the Defense Contract Management Agency, a reporter from the Dallas Morning News, and then Jill Toro from Fed Times. So we should have a fun panel tomorrow.
Oh, great. An august group indeed. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for joining us with that update.
My pleasure, Tom.